With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com.
So before we get into this episode, I want to share that I woke up today at 3 a.m. with a strong gut feeling, a very strong, loud, clear feeling within me that these episodes are meant to be free. And this episode in particular is meant to be free for you and to not do exclusive episodes. Maybe one day in the future, late future, but right now, still, this content is simply to be shared with the world without making someone pay. So feel free to donate if you'd like by following the links in the show notes. If you feel a nudge to donate to the podcast and contribute in that way. But other than that, I've opted out of doing exclusive content for now. If you can hear my voice, it's still in the wee hours of the morning, and I'm feeling way better to release this for free. So I want to insert this here before we get into the episode, and thank you for listening. Also, there are exclusive meditations and more on the site yourownmagic.life or yourownmagicpodcast.com. So feel free to explore there. But the podcast remained for free because that's truly what my gut is letting me know and what feels right. So enjoy. So this week I thought of a simple analogy. Picture in your mind an old pirate map like they have in the movies, because I don't think that they really use those kind of maps, you know, with the little dashes, dots that map out the path all the way to the X. I don't know if those maps really emulated a real pirate map properly or if they even used maps where X marked the spot, but I figured that this was a perfect analogy for simply manifestation. And come to think of it, it's like it's been grilled in us, the universe's way of drilling in a child's mind that you can find your treasure. However, there will be a path to get there, and to get to X, there will be some turns and pivots and a windy path, pockets of sunny skies, baby waves, large waves, stormy skies, and sometimes with another spot of land to explore in between. And so in order to get from point A, where you are right now, to point B, where the treasure sits, you have to follow the map. And there may be some shortcuts, but honestly, those shortcuts are a little more challenging, potentially dangerous or damaging. Might not be worth it. And to be honest, you might bounce back a lot faster. Or there might be this long scenic route, which may seem calmer, but you can't quite foresee that far ahead if the weather is going to be rainy or not. So instead, there is a normal paved path that you know it's going to work. It's going to get you from point A, where you are right now, to point X, where the treasure sits. So you trust this route, the map laid out for you. You trust it, and you trust that you'll get there. And because you trust this route, you trust this map, which is a huge factor, a huge variable in manifestation, you'll get there. Just follow the map. Now, of course, it's not like the universe lays out a map before us, but I think that knowing that you're about to, oh my gosh, it's 444 and my computer's at 44%. Okay, I see you. Universe loves that I'm sharing this. I love it. I love it. Anyway, so the universe does not lay out you. You have an imaginary map within you, guiding you. It's not even imaginary, it's the universe, but it's not physically present like obviously a pirate map is. However, there is a path, but I think the key factor is trusting that this path is laid out before you. When you listen and you follow the guidance within you, the inner compass, you're not likely to take the shortcut that your mind is gonna want you to take. And also, you'll be able to avoid the long scenic path that might take forever to get there. You've got a road map laid out before you, though again, it's an inner compass. And so there will be times, there will be moments, there will be pockets of sunny skies and stormy skies, but you're going to get to X. And so again, I say trust is a huge factor, but before the trust factor, Of course, there is asking. Now, I look back at my old journals from 2016, and I realize I had the ask, and it was an ask with this deep desire of something that I knew I really wanted to endeavor in life, that felt like a huge soul calling, like I've never felt before. When I was younger, I desired to be an actress, and this soul calling made everything, all my experiences and my old desire of wanting to be an actress make sense, because I was like, oh, it's essentially performing, but not really, because I'm me, but I am sharing messages from the soul. So I had this deep desire that this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to, with some form of content, to share inspired messages from the universe and also connect with vibrant, soulful souls as well. And I wrote this down. I wrote this down in my notes. I was trying to find it because I remember when I submitted this ask to the universe, I was sitting there at this restaurant called Seeds in Ubud, Bali with my friend Christina, and we ate probably 10 plates of food along with a few different desserts, raw vegan, all raw vegan. We would just go to town. Every time we get together, we have a feast. It's so fun. But in that moment, I bought these new tarot cards and we decided to do a little bit of tarot and write down something that we wanted to manifest. And she's an amazing manifester. I don't know if it was because I was in her energy or I was just in a different state of mind, in a different setting, in an energy that feels so limitless when it comes to manifesting. Whatever the reason was, I truly felt limitless in this moment when I decided to ask for what it was I had been envisioning and dreaming of on my runs, on my nature walks. I decided to finally write it down. It was in my phone notes app, which is where I pretty much write almost everything except for some physical writings in my journal. And so in my phone notes app, I wrote down, I remember I wanted to connect with more high vibrational friends to travel with who want to share this information as well. Because I felt like not a lot of people were aware yet of the power of connecting with the universe, with the soul, and how that guidance is magical. And then I remember I was in my little hut. I call it a hut. It was just a cute round home in Bali that had a hut-like look. I loved it so much. It had a straw roof and it was two stories with a windy staircase and there was no one in sight but just greenery. I loved my little place there until, of course, some black magic happened. But I can save that for another exclusive episode. I have a golden shield around me, so I feel very powerful over dark magic because it just bounces back to whoever sends it my way. So anyway, I remember I was laying in my bed and I got a message from Allie. I honestly do not remember who started this conversation. I think she did and she thinks I did, and honestly, who really cares who started it, but I remember there was something about it that felt really special and I didn't know why. And when she messaged me, I was leaving Bali soon to go to a meditation teacher training, and she was like, oh, what meditation teacher training? I feel kind of called to do this too. It was in India. And so I sent her the link, and honestly, I think that same night she booked it as well, and we booked our flights to meet up around the same time, and it was amazing. And we just knew when we were there that we both had the same vision to share this magical, soulful information. And I think the biggest factor that I had was when I put out this ask, I just knew it would happen. There was just this, like, there was no doubt. It was this trust. I trust the universe to make this happen and make this unfold. And when you have that map, that inner compass, where you trust that you're going to get to that X because you know it. You can't exactly foresee the path right in front of you and see what's going to happen, but you know you're headed to X because you've got this inner compass. You've got this map in you, like a pirate has a map in front of them. And that's the best way I can explain the trust. The pirate just trusts they're going to get to X, though they can't foresee the storms and the sky is ahead. They just know they're going to get to X. And so I just knew I was going to get to X. And I did. And I remember I was pretty specific. I don't manifest specifically, but my kind of specific is like in the vague sense. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I'm more of a vague manifester. So I wrote down, at that time I was also focused a bit on the numbers. And so I was like, I want to inspire, which by the way, I probably only inspired like 10 people at that time. And I still had the balls to write down thousands to hundreds of thousands to eventually millions to tune within their soul. And now I can definitely scratch off the thousands, the hundreds of thousands, and I'm still on the course to inspiring millions. But this is something I think people learn for themselves when they are asking for a big, vast number, is that that genuinely doesn't matter. And if you are still searching for the number, then you're going to realize soon that that's not satisfying and you want something more, something deeper. I would hear people talk about this before it happened and I was just kind of like, yeah, sure, whatever. But then as it happened, you like really realize that that is not really what I'm searching for. Or I see my friends have inspire millions or whatever, and they can still be miserable or they're still not satisfied with life in some way, shape, or form. I think the most powerful part of manifesting that X is just being so appreciative of the journey. I'm still on the journey to get your own magic out there to more and more people. I also have another X to go for. My guides are like, you get to choose. This is going to be whatever your human wants to experience because there's no right or wrong. Obviously, I'm continuing with your own magic and allowing that to grow organically and branching off the business a bit to other things as well. But because we're multifaceted humans, there are other experiences I feel like this human wants to experience. Right now, my path, I have another X that I've already been fulfilling. A publisher reached out, and I knew for my soul I couldn't just let this opportunity go. And so, especially May, June, July, I will be taking a lot of time, most of my time for myself to focus on that, which I'm really excited about. When I was going through my journals from 2016, 2017, 2018, well, my journal notes on my phone app from 2016, 2017, 2018, almost all of them was like, we'll be writing a book. And for this, I took the scenic route. Honestly, I'm actually happy about that because I feel like the book I write today is way more impactful and has a stronger message than the book I would have wrote then, because I have another level of expanded awareness today than I did yesterday. Now, divine timing has called and I am ready. So this is where we can trust the universe that even if it hasn't happened within 3 months, within a year, within even 2 years, it still can happen and it's still going to happen. And to not look back on regrets, because to trust that there's another story to tell or a more expanded story to tell. There's a better path perhaps that is laying before you that is more exciting to get to that X. So you'll get to that X, whatever that X is, write it down. And divine timing will end up unfolding. There's going to be some things that you need to unlock and unblock along the way. And you will. You will. As long as you don't give up on you. And follow that inner compass that that X is coming. Because it is. I know it is. The universe wants it to happen for you. I love that old saying as well. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. The universe is only gifting you the visions in your mind of what you can accomplish. If you can't even think of for yourself or fathom for yourself, then perhaps the universe wouldn't even allow that thought to be a thought in your mind. So trust that it's happening. You're on your way. Follow that inner compass. And even if it is a little bit of a scenic route, you'll get there. And also remember that the shortcuts are not necessarily the best cuts. I know people have taken the shortcuts, and it's very, very rare when it's A, rewarding, or B, not damaging in any way, shape, or form, or C, very, very rare when it does not bounce back in some way. as in you go all the way back to ground zero and start again. I've taken the shortcut many times in, for example, following diet culture, and the weight ends up just bouncing back. And that's just the exact analogy for life in general. So I'm happy with being patient and allowing divine time to run her course, because I know X is happening. My human is destined to experience what she wants, and so is yours.
I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. So that trust, that map is there. So I want you to get your phone notes app out or your journal out and write down your ex. Tell the universe, dear universe, this is my ex.
This is my treasure, and we're walking towards there. Thank you for guiding me each day, because I trust you, and I'm grateful for you for guiding me there. And then write down what it is. So you ask, and you trust. Now what? They do say let it go, which I do agree with to an extent. I do agree we don't want to cling on to it like we're very thirsty and desperate for it, because then that simply is only the vibration that we aren't trusting that it's just happening. However, I think it's okay to be grateful each day for it coming your way. I think it's okay to think about it right when you wake up or right before you go to bed and write it down, and that you're thankful that this is a vision in your heart and that it's on its way or that it's already here, whichever resonates for you. I know people that have manifested by writing down what they're asking for, what they're wishing for, and that they're thankful that it's already, that it's on its way. And I know people that have manifested by stating that they're already experiencing it in the present moment. So for you, I want you to work out whatever resonates most with you, but then stick with that. Don't flop back and forth. Just stick with either you're grateful that it's on its way or that you're experiencing it in the present moment. And allow in your meditations, maybe that vision will come to mind. Feel it. Feel your gratitude for it. If it comes to mind, don't force it. But if it does come to mind, let it come to mind and feel, taste, experience with every fiber of your being, using all of your senses. Experience what it's gonna feel like, what it's gonna taste like, smell like. Feel it. And as you are gliding your ship along the ocean towards X, you might stop on a couple islands for a rest on occasion. Maybe you want to explore that other island. So let's say that island is a metaphor for trying something new. Trying something new before you get there. A little detour, you might want to try something else before you hit the X. Like some people, let's say their X is to become a world-renowned artist. Well, maybe they explore another island where they are working at an art gallery and they're taking a lot of wonderful experiences from there. Or they stop at another island and they are an art teacher helping other students and they are receiving a lot of lessons there and maybe even exploring more of their own expression. Finally, they will end up at the X of becoming that world-renowned artist. But there are little island stops along the way. And so whatever your island stops are before you get to that X, and no matter how big those islands are, so maybe they're super long and there's a lot for you to explore, or they're smaller islands, so you're there for just a short period of time just to learn a small lesson, but they're there to teach you a lesson. So what are those golden nuggets, those golden lessons you're going to take and you're going to pocket that are going to only help expand you, maybe a treasure you can take to that X? I love the fact that there are little islands along the way to get to that X. And again, there are going to be storms. There's going to be a lot of challenges that are inevitable. And in fact, the only way for you to get to that X is for you to weather the storm, because the storms might either completely pivot you and take you off path. It's almost as if the universe is challenging you to see if you are worthy of getting to that X. And so you have to show the universe like, yeah, I can totally handle this and nothing's going to stop me from getting to X. Or you let it take over you and take control of your sails. And yeah, you might be able to get back to X, it's just going to take more time, but you can get back on path. It's just for a moment of time, you allowed the wind, the storm, to take your sails. So don't think that it's necessarily a bad thing, because then maybe during that time, it will take you to another island where there's more to explore. And so there's more beauty to see. Sure, it's going to take longer to get to X, but you're picking up even more treasure along the way. So that's why I don't necessarily think that the storms we face, the challenges, are a bad thing. And who knows, maybe it actually takes you to the treasure. So don't give yourself a hard time if you feel like you didn't necessarily hear the challenge correctly or face the challenge the way you think the universe wanted you to show up when faced with that challenge. Because again, you can get back on path. There's nothing that can stop you from getting back on that path. The only thing that can stop you is you not taking the steering wheel and moving forward towards X again. And of course, there's going to be many more sunny skies along the way as well. And that's truly it. It's asking, wanting that X and following the inner compass to get there, that trust that that path is going to take you there. And knowing that there are going to be storms that come, so are you going to weather the storm or are you going to pivot from the storm a bit? You can pivot, but it will likely take longer. That is inevitable in the journey to the X, so to be so aware of that. And in those moments of the storms as well, ask yourself, why do you think this is showing up? And what do you think might be holding you back in some way from weathering the storm? Because whatever that is the most beautiful challenge for you to face at that time, for you to almost unlock something, that shadow within yourself that is holding you back, that you are now able to release. The storms are honestly the most beautiful part of the journey to the X, because they're opportunities for you to unlock and see that shadow within. Or like Lacey Phillips says, unblock, so you can access what it is that you desire. And then perhaps you'll get there, and you'll get that, and you'll realize that treasure was inside of you all along. Just kidding, I'm not going to go that cheesy, but we know it's true at the same time. The same time, honestly, the journey is the best. But I like to think that that is how simple it is to manifest. It's that pirate map from A, where we're at right now, to X. And we're getting there. We've just got some storms to face, some islands to take little breaks, and we'll finally get there. And hopefully it will be as exciting as we hoped it would be. Because if it isn't, then perhaps there's something a little deeper, a little more our human, our soul wants us to explore. All right, well, I think it's time for some tarot. Okay, I love this one. Beyond Death, Life. All right, let's read it. Oh, it's dark in here, but I can still read. The soul craves variety because it leads to wholeness, and wholeness leads to divine revelation. The purpose of the soul incarnating in this world in the first place is to realize its divinity through the sacred crucible of life. The older the soul, the closer it is to realization of divine oneness, and the more powerful its determination to shed that which would constrain complete conscious immersion into the divine presence. So here you are, an old soul at the edge of something you have known, at the cusp of an end and a beginning. Perhaps you are already in surrender and fallen in, or perhaps you are fearful and resisting as you greet your unknown destiny. Yet, this moment is happening because your own divine soul has chosen for it to be this way, so that love may grow. There is no punishment in this ending, nor is there anything to fear. There may be pain, there may be grief and loss, there may be uncertainty, even insecurity, yet you have a heart big enough to bear such growing pains. Your death may be a choice to let go, to take a step in a new direction, to move house, to end a relationship, to change career, or to step away from a religious or philosophical tradition or a group or teacher. Your death may not feel as though it has come by choice at all. It may be a sickness that leaves you feeling helpless, a relationship or other life circumstance changing when you wish with all your heart that it would not. Your transition through this death may be triggered by an inner feeling that you cannot quite pin down. Nonetheless, it powerfully propels you away from what has been and towards untapped possibilities, perhaps even toward great confusion as you encounter life in a new way. Feeling even somewhat unprepared and uncertain as to what may lie ahead of you. You are a beautiful, blazing soul having a human experience that defies explanation and opens you up to divinity. That is what is happening in your life now. Whether the death is obvious and painful to you, or whether you are uncertain as to how it is showing up in your life. Either way, there is a new life coming to you with greater opportunity for your radiant soul to shine its beauty in the world. Grasp it eagerly, beloved. Now is not the time for fear or hesitation. Focus on what is becoming whilst honoring what is no longer to be. You no longer need to hold back. And whatever the death is that you are experiencing, I'm experiencing one too, and it can be painful, but you know it's a gift, and you know it's only to move you further towards that X. I love this. So place your hands on your heart and say aloud, dear universe, I call upon your loving grace. Please help me release what I no longer need, what is too small for my great light. Help me recognize the purity of my own being so that I can more easily trust in the divine love calling to me. Like an insistent lover in every moment, I breathe in your compassionate grace now. Thank you, my beloved. Thank you, universe. And keep your hands resting on your heart at the center of your chest. Simply breathe in and out, gently and easily at your own pace, and focus on that feeling in your heart. And do this for as long as feels good for you. Stay here for a while as you visualize you experiencing that X. Now, with all that being said, stay here in your heart. Perhaps take some time to continue to visualize whatever it is. Allow the music to continue for you. Have a magical rest of your visualization and a magical rest of your day. Namaste. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.